Let's bow our heads and pray in silence before the service.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始来早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
唱诗57首。
Please sing hymn 57. Let us remain standing and bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，赏赐我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
Lord, we give thanks to you for granting us food and blessings and peace.
虽然我们看不见你，但是你每一天都施恩看顾我们。
Even though we cannot see you, but you protect us and look over us daily.
愿主耶稣今天早上借着你的话语来光照我们。
Please, with your words this morning, inspire us.
让我们能够看清楚我们人生最大的问题，就是我们的罪。
So we can see clearly and understand that the biggest problem of humankind is our sins.
也求主耶稣让你们明白罪是可怕的。
And please let us understand what a terrible thing sin is.
解决罪恶唯一的答案就是你的救恩。
Please let us understand that the only resolution to our sins is your salvation.
让主耶稣求你带领我们进到你救赎的恩典里面。
Lord, please guide every one of us into your salvation and your keeping.
让我们在你里面能够有盼望，有力量，有恩典。
So we may receive your hope and your strength and your blessings.
主，我们将今天的聚会交在你的手中。
We grant today's service unto your hands.
求主带领，求主祝福。
Please guide us, please strengthen us.
主，愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
阿们。请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在要请圣和系的唱诗班来献诗。
Now we would like to ask our San Jose Church Choir to present a few hymns.
Singing I Go. The lyrics of this hymn really depict how we should act. We should always trust in God, we should always go along with our life, praising and rejoicing Him every day. We should always remind ourselves that He is there forever, whenever we need Him, and even when we don't need Him, He is there, waiting for us to talk, to communicate with Him. Even just saying thank you, He will feel content. Whatever problems you face, you will never face them alone, because He is always there guiding and protecting you.
这首诗歌清楚地告诉我们将怎么行。我们要将一切交托给耶稣，在我们每天的生活当中要不断地颂赞他，并从他那儿得喜乐。当我们需要他的时候，他永远在那儿。即使我们在不需要他的时候，他仍旧在我们身旁，等着和我们说话，等着聆听我们。我们一句谢谢，他就得到满足。所以无论你面对的是什么样的问题，不要害怕，你不会独自一人面对问题，耶稣永远在你的身旁，保护你，带领你。
Thanks. We should follow exactly what the lyrics say, which is to always live by thanking God night and day, with our hands and feet by doing good deeds, which is spread His joy and peace. And most importantly, with everything you do, you should do out of love, not because you have to. By remembering what God has blessed you with, you should also try to share the blessings. You should make yourself a vessel, an instrument that God can use to spread His words and God's hope for all.
下一首诗歌告诉我们。日日夜夜都当感谢神，用我们的双手，用我们的双脚，行当行的善事，并且传扬他所带来的平安与喜乐。更重要的是，我们做这一切不是出于勉强，而是出于爱。因为我们纪念神的爱与恩典，就会想分享这恩典，让自己成为神的器皿，为神所用，传扬他的话及他带来的希望。
Thank you.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天早上的聚会。
Welcome everyone for attending our morning service today.
我们大家都同意，人生有很多的问题。
We all agree that we have a lot of issues and problems in our lives.
但是哪一个问题是最严重呢？
But which of the problems is the greatest?
可能我们大家的意见就不太一样。
Perhaps our opinions differ in this area.
因为每一个年纪，他面对的问题不一样。
Because we face different issues and problems when we are at different ages.
我们住在每一个不同的地方，每一个不同的职业，他的问题都不太一样。
Our problems and issues may differ depending on the location we live, the occupancy or professions that we have.
但是我们都同意，当我们问题太大的时候，有时候我们自己没有办法解决。
But we all can agree that sometimes our problems and issues in life may be overbearing to the point we can't resolve ourselves.
需要人来帮助我们解决。
We may need others to help us resolve.
有时候我们需要家人来帮助我们解决。
We may need our family and friends to help us resolve some of our issues.
那有时候问题大到连我们周围的每一个人也没有一个人能够帮我们解决。
Sometimes our problems are too great to the point where even our friends and families may not be able to help us.
在很多的问题当中，有一个问题是我们人类没有办法解决的。
In many of our problems, there is one problem that no human person or no humankind can resolve.
我们需要神从天上下来帮我们解决。
We must need the help of our Heavenly Father, our God, from heaven to help us resolve.
这个问题就是我们的罪。
And this problem is our sins.
我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
第一章的21节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣。因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Verse 21, And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这里在讲天使告诉主耶稣的父亲约瑟。
Here, the angels were talking to Jesus' father, Joseph.
因为那个时候还没有结婚，但是约瑟玛利亚已经怀孕。
At that time, Joseph and Maria was not married yet, but Mary conceived with Jesus already.
那约瑟是一个好人。
Joseph was a righteous person.
他不愿意公开羞辱他的太太。
He did not wish to openly put shame to his wife.
所以他只想暗中就把他休掉。
Therefore, he was planning to secretly or behind the doors, tell her to leave.
天使说你要把他娶过来。
However, angel came to Joseph one night and told him, you have to marry her.
他所怀的胎是从圣灵来的。
For the baby, the infant that she's bearing is from the Holy Spirit of God.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
就是神本身。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以玛利亚这个胎是神本身从神来的。
So the infant of Mary was from God.
那天使说你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
An angel instructed Joseph to name this infant Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名字是天使取的。
So Jesus' name was given by God.
那耶稣来世界做什么？
What was the purpose of Jesus in this world?
他还没有降生啊，神已经把这个任务讲得很清楚。
Even before his descending on this world, God has already described his purpose in this world.
说他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
That his purpose was, will be that he shall save his people from their sins.
所以主耶稣来世界一个最大的目的就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
The biggest purpose, the main purpose of Jesus Christ on this world, was for him to save his people from their sins.
也就是没有耶稣，我们的罪没有办法解决。
Without Jesus Christ, we cannot resolve our sins.
因此我们可以说人类最大的问题应该是罪。
Therefore, we could safely assume that the biggest problem of humankind is our sins.
这不是自己能解决的，不是任何一个人能够帮我们解决的。
Because this is not something we can resolve ourselves, nor our friends and family members.
是神成为人，那一个耶稣才能够为我们解决的。
Only through Jesus Christ, from God, he shall be able to cleanse us of our sins.
我们现在来看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to book of Luke chapter 19.
对不起，路加第五章哈。
Excuse me, Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
路加福音第五章二十七节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 27.
这个事以后，耶稣出去，看见一个税吏，名叫做利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你来跟从我。”这里讲主耶稣叫一个税吏说：“你来跟从我。”
Here records the Lord Jesus Christ asking a tax collector named Levi to follow him.
啊，结果二十九节啊，利未就在自己家里为耶稣大摆筵席。
And so in verse 29, it records that this Levi gave Jesus Christ a great feast in his own house.
在利未的眼中，如果主耶稣是一个很普通的人，像木匠的儿子，不可能他会在家里给他摆筵席。
If Levi did not think Jesus was a great person, he wouldn't have thrown him a feast at his own house.
利未给主耶稣大摆筵席，是觉得主耶稣是一个与大家不同的一个人。
Levi gave Jesus Christ a great feast because he felt Jesus was not an ordinary person.
那主耶稣也到利未的家去。
So Jesus went to the home of Levi.
那当时这个文士法利赛人呢，就开始议论。
At that time, the scribes and the Pharisees, after seeing this, complained against Jesus Christ.
我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
法利赛人就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说：“你们为什么和税吏跟罪人一同吃喝呢？”
The scribes and Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?"
啊，当时这个税吏因为向罗马的政府包税，啊，所以他用很多不同的方法多收很多的税归自己。
At that time, the tax collectors were under the power of Roman Empire, and they collect taxes through many different means.
但是从罗马的政权里面，他有得到一种权柄。
And through the power of the Roman Empire, the tax collectors at the time had a special authority.
所以大家不得不缴税，但是很讨厌他们。
Those people, the peasants and citizens, had no choice but to give taxes, so therefore they detested tax collectors.
所以就把税吏挂一个等号，就是罪人。
So they labeled the tax collectors at the time as sinners.
那大家很不了解，如果耶稣是从天上来的，他自称他是救主，怎么跑到这个税吏的家呢？
So these scribes and Pharisees were perplexed because if Jesus is from God, why is he dining and drinking with the tax collector or the sinner?
这些文士法利赛人是宗教的领袖。
The scribes and the Pharisees at the time were considered leaders of the churches at the time.
所以他们不愿意跟税吏在一起。
Therefore, they did not want to have any associations with any tax collectors.
因为这唯恐影响他们的身份。
That would probably have a negative impact on their image.
所以他们也质疑为什么耶稣要跟这个税吏在一起。
That's why they questioned why Jesus Christ dined with a tax collector.
我们看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
耶稣对他们说：“没有病的用不着医生，有病的才用得着医生。”
Jesus answered them and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick."
主耶稣这句话是双关的。
There's two meanings to what Jesus is saying here.
当然，我们生病要去找医生。
Of course, when we are ill, we have to search for a doctor.
你病好了，你就不需要再去看医生。
And of course, naturally, when we are healthy again, there's no need for us to visit doctors.
但是当主耶稣在税吏的家里面讲，有病了才用得着医生，那个病就不是肉体上的病。
And Jesus speaking of this at that setting obviously had a different meaning when he referred to the word people having illnesses.
那个病就是罪。
That illness, that sickness, He is referring to their sins.
所以主耶稣主要是讲说，有罪的才用得着医生。
Therefore, Jesus replied to them that those who are ill or sick then requires the need of a physician.
那这个医生是什么呢？
And who is the physician?
就是能够解决他们的罪。
He is that person who could resolve and take care of their sins.
所以对主耶稣来讲，在这个房子里面有三种人。
So to Jesus Christ, there were three types of people in that household.
一种是有病的,
person that are ill.
一种是觉得自己没有病的,
a person that is healthy.
第三种就是医生,
and the third person is the physician.
那很显然, 医生是谁?
We all know who the physician is.
医生就是主耶稣。
Physician is Jesus Christ himself.
因为在前面的一段, 主耶稣还没有进入税吏的家以前, 我们发生了什么事情?
Because from the sequence of events, prior to leading Jesus Christ dining with the tax collector at his house.
我们看20节。
Let's look at 20.
耶稣看见他们的信心, 就对摊子说, 你的罪赦了。When
Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, Man, your sins are forgiven.
有一个人摊子不会走路,
there was a person who was crippled.
要被抬来放到耶稣的面前。
He was carried on a stretcher in front of Jesus' presence.
但是人很多, 他没有办法进去。
But there were a lot of people, there was a crowd, therefore he could not squeeze through the crowd to get to Jesus.
那这个四个人又很爱这个摊子, 他知道耶稣能够医治他, 所以他们就想办法把他抬到屋顶, 拆一个洞,
But the people that were carrying this cripple knew the power of Jesus and loved this cripple, therefore they carried the cripple up onto the roof and was going to plan on opening up a hole in the roof to lower Jesus down,
对这个是,
or lower him down.
对这个四个人来讲, 最可怜的, 这个摊子是他一生不能走路。
And to his friends who are carrying him, it's very sad that this cripple was not able to walk in his whole lifetime.
对主耶稣来讲, 这一个人最严重的问题不是他不能走路, 是他活在罪里面。
But to Jesus Christ, the problem with this cripple was not the fact that he could not physically walk, but rather his sins.
如果主耶稣把他的病医好,
if Lord Jesus Christ healed him of his illness,
他还是活在罪里面。
But he was still living a life of sin.
肉体上是好, 但是他还是有问题。
Physically he may have been healed, but spiritually he would have died.
So, 所以主耶稣最重要就是要赦他的罪。
Therefore, Jesus wanted to forgive him of his sins first.
他有这个权柄能够赦罪。
Jesus also had the authority and power to forgive people's sins.
他就是神本身。
Because he is God.
所以主耶稣说, 你的罪赦了。
Therefore, Jesus told this cripple, Your sins are forgiven.
但是大家都说, 除了神, 谁能够赦人的罪呢?
Those people who observed of this event question, who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Let's look at verse 24.
但知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄, 就对摊子说, 我吩咐起来, 拿着褥子回家去。
Jesus said, But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed.
所以这个一生不能够走路的耶稣讲了一句话, 他就起来走。
This person who was paralyzed for the throughout his lifetime, with one sentence spoken by Jesus, he was able to get up and walk.
这个证明他的罪已经赦了。
This means that his sins were forgiven.
因此在税吏的家里面, 耶稣说, 有病的才用得着医生, 那个医生就是耶稣本身。
Therefore, Jesus said, at the tax collector's house, that those who are sick shall require the need of a physician. Those who are sick are the sinners.
他才能够解决人的罪。
And the physician is Jesus Christ. Therefore, he may able to heal the sinners.
今天摆在我们面前, 我们必须要做一个选择。
Today, this is presented in front of us for which we have to make a choice.
就是这么多人信耶稣, 我是不是需要信耶稣?
There are so many people that believe in Jesus Christ, but do I need to believe in Jesus Christ?
那要做这个决定, 我们需要有两种认识。
In order for us to make this decision, we have to have two understandings.
第一个认识耶稣是谁。
First, we have to understand Jesus Christ.
第二个认识我是谁。
Secondly, we must understand who we are.
圣经已经很清楚告诉我们, 耶稣就是道成肉身。
Jesus clearly already instructed us that Jesus is the manifestation of God's word.
他是神用人的样式活在这个地上。
He is God himself through flesh living on this world.
这个有很多的证明。
There's a lot of testimonies and evidence of this.
那下一个问题,
Second question.
如果他是神来到地上,
If he is God himself living in this world?
我需要不需要他？
Do I need him?
那就是对我们自己要有一个认识。
Therefore, we have to have understanding of ourselves.
如果觉得我没有病啊，我没有罪啊。
If we feel that we are not sick or not ill, or we have no sins,
我们就不需要耶稣。
Therefore, naturally, we will not have the need for Jesus Christ.
但是如果我觉得我有罪，
If we feel we are sinners,
我们就需要耶稣。
Naturally, we will need Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要不需要耶稣，到最后的关键点就是对我们的认识有多深。
The question of whether we need Jesus Christ or not will depend on our understandings of Jesus Christ and on ourselves.
所以首先我们需要对罪这件事情有一个认识。
So first of all, we must understand the notion of sin.
我们很不愿意听到罪。
We probably do not like to talk about our sins.
大家都觉得说不要听这个，这个是负面的。
This is a negative topic. No one likes to talk about this.
所以很多人不愿意听。
Therefore, not many people like to discuss this.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
说圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
That everyone is encamped or imprisoned by our sins.
圣经合起来，我没有罪。
If the Bible is closed, we are not sinners.
我也没有逃税。
We have not evaded taxes.
我也没有抢人杀人。
We have not robbed anyone or we have not killed anyone. So therefore, why are we sinners?
我记得以前我高中的时候曾经坐火车。
I remember when I was in high school, I was sitting on a train one time.
那有的人很热心。
Sometimes there are people that are very friendly.
就穿着白衣服在传道里啊，这个后面写啊我是罪人，前面写耶稣是救主。
And they had the zeal for God, therefore they clothed themselves in white and had a sign in front that they were sinners. Now on the back, they had a sign that said Jesus Christ is the Savior.
那很多人就笑他啊，你是罪人。
A lot of people on the train laughed at that person and said,You are a sinner yourself, but we're not.
所以圣经合起来没有罪，谁有罪？
If it's not for the Bible, we may consider ourselves without sins.
但是圣经一翻开来。
However, if we reference the Bible, if we open the Bible,
每一个人都有罪。
According to the standards of the Bible, every one of us are sinners.
所以我们才需要才需要主耶稣。
That is precisely why we all need Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经对罪一个最简单的定义。
The Bible has a very simple definition for sin.
就是不应该做的你去做，这就是罪。
Basically, it's those activities and things that we should not be doing.
什么是不应该做的？
What are the things that we should not be doing?
就是圣经里面讲不应该做的。
Basically, those are the activities and things that the Bible is telling us not to do.
第二个。
Second.
应该做的我们没有做。
The things that we should be doing, we are not.
那这也是罪。
That is a form of sin.
所以我们把这个圣经里面最出名的十条诫命念一次。
If we look at the Ten Commandments from the Bible,
没有一个人敢讲他没有罪。
No one single person, when referred to this Ten Commandments, can say that he is not a sinner.
前面四条是讲我们跟神的关系。
The first four commandments has to do with our relationship with God.
后面六条是讲我们跟人的关系。
The latter six commandments have to do with our relationship with God.
第一条，神是独一的。
The first is that God is the only God.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
我们有没有拜他呢？
Have we been worshipping him?
我们如果没有拜那个独一的真神，
If we haven't been worshipping the one and only God,
我们就有亏欠了。
Then we have lacking in this area.
第二条，
Second,
不可以拜偶像。
We shall not make ourselves idols to worship.
用人的雕刻来取代那个荣耀的神，
if,
这是对神一个最大的亵渎。
If we worship idols who were created by mankind, that is detestable to God.
第三条，
Third command,
不可妄称神的名。
We shall not false use God's name.
第四条，
Fourth command,
要守安息圣日。
We must keep Sabbath day.
这个是神的诫命。
Those are commandments of God.
不是神的建议。
Those are not suggestions of God.
是含有权柄的一种命令。
Those are commands which bears authority.
是人应该做的。
Those are requirements of humans to carry out.
做会得赏赐。
Those who carry these commandments out shall be blessed.
但是这将来也是一种审判的标准。
However, on the contrary, we will be judged also by these commandments.
第五条。
Fifth command.
要孝敬父。
We must honor our father and mother.
第六条。
Six.
不可杀的。
We shall not murder.
第七条。
Seventh.
不可犯奸淫。
We shall not commit adultery.
第八条。
Verse eight.
不可贪心。
We shall not steal.
不可偷窃。第九条。
Ninth command.
不可作假见证。
We shall not bear false witness.
第十条。
Tenth command.
不可贪心。
We shall not covet our neighbor's
house. 那主耶稣把它解释更深了一层。
And, Jesus even, gives us a better explanation.
说不但不可以杀人也不可以恨人。
Not only shall we not murder, but we shall not hate others.
请问哪一个人没有恨过人？
Let me ask you this. How many of you have not hated others?
恨人就是杀人。
If you hate another person, detest another person, then you have committed a sin.
这个就是罪。
That's committed.
耶稣说
a sin.
如果你的心里有一念，你就是犯奸淫。
Jesus tells us that once you have a thought of an unclean thought, then you have committed adultery.
这个很厉害啊。
This is very serious.
你看现在的娱乐电影片里面，有哪一个人去看不会有一念？那不会一念，你为什么要去？
If you look at the media of this world, the movies and internet, if you look at all those things, can you say to yourself that you will not have an evil thought in your heart?
世界里面讲不可以贪心。
And the Bible tells us we should not covet.
贪心就是拜偶像。
Covet is like worshiping idols.
所以在神的诫命之下，我们都是罪人。
Therefore, under the commandments of God, we are all sinners.
那罪的结果是什么？
So what is the conclusion of our sins?
如果罪没有结果，那也没有关系。
If there's no consequence to sins, then it doesn't mean anything.
事实上很多人并没有照国家的法律去报税。
There's a lot of people, for example, evade taxes.
但是也没有人来查，也没有关系。
But then the IRS is not going to come after you sometimes.
但是
therefore, there's no harm done.
罪的结果是什么？
But what is...The consequence
我们从三方面来看
Let's look at it from three aspects.
非常厉害
This is very, very scary.
以赛亚书五十九章
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章
Isaiah chapter 59.
第一节
Verse 1.
以赛亚书五十九章第一节
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1.
说主的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救耳朵并非发沉不能听见第二节
Verse two.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝你们的罪恶使他们掩面不听这里讲啊神的膀臂啊不是缩短不能救人、
Here it tells us that it's not that the Lord's hand is shortened that he cannot save us
神是无所不在的
God is omnipresent
所以每一个地方神都可以救人
Therefore, no matter where you are in this world, God will be there with you to save you.
那神并不是耳朵发沉听不见。
And also it tells us, it's not that the Lord's ear is heavy, that he cannot hear our pleas.
所以人向神祷告神并不是听不见。
It's not that he cannot hear our callings and our prayers.
但是为什么我们体验不到神?
But why is it that we cannot personally experience God?
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝 你们的罪恶使他掩面不听
But it is your inequities that have separated you from your God and it's your sins have hidden his face from you
所以罪好像一道墙
So our sins is like a giant wall
外面的声音进不来你的声音也传不过去
It blocks outersounds from getting in and from your pleads from getting out.
有神，但是你体验不到他。
There is a God, but you cannot experience God.
因为罪阻挡。
Because your sin is blocking you.
所以这个罪很厉害。
So this is, the sin is very dreadful.
使神跟人的关系切断。
It separates our relationship.
但是诸位会想讲，我没有神，我也得活得好好的。
But many of you may say, well, I don't have God in my life, but I'm still living a wonderful life.
那这个神跟人切断有什么关系呢?
So therefore, what does it matter if I'm separated from God?
一个最重大的关系。
This is a very important reason.
神是生命的泉源。
God is the source of life.
当人跟神关系切断。
If we are separated from God.
人的生命就有限了。
Then our lives will be limited.
因为神是无限，那个关系切断了，你就有限。
Because God is unlimited, And but if we are segregated from God, then we are limited and we shall die off.
活了几十年你就死了。
After 10 or 20, 30 years, you will die off.
圣经说罪的工价就是死。
The Bible says the conclusion of sin is death.
但是我们想死也没有关系, 反正大家都死啊。
And you may say, well, everyone dies, so that's not a problem.
但是圣经要告诉我们,
but the Bible also tells us,
死后还有审判。
After our death, there shall be judgments of God.
主耶稣讲过,
Jesus once said,
他说, 地狱是从不会死火不会灭的地方。
That the fire in hell will never cease and never die.
圣经跟我们讲,
and the Bible tells us,
天国是好得无比的地方。
The heavenly kingdom is the most wonderful place you can imagine.
所以罪的最可怕跟神切断是我们不但肉体死而且将来我们要接受审判。
So the most dreadful effect of sin is so that we are separated from God and that we shall face the judgment of God and we shall face death.
我在看那个911的那个电视的时候,
when I was watching the events playing on TV of the 9/11 event,
我发现没有一个人不逃命。
And I realized that everyone was running for their lives.
一个弟兄说, 我一生从来没有这么用力跑的。
And one brother of ours said to me that I've never, when 9/11 happened, I never found myself ran that fast in my life.
他的公司就在这个, 这个 Twin Tower的旁边。
His company located right next to the Twin Towers.
他看到第二架飞机撞上去，他就拼命跑。
After he saw with his own eyes of the second airplane hitting the second tower, he got up and ran.
你看到当这个火往上烧的时候,
when you see the fire getting bigger and consuming the buildings.
有的人太热从上面跳下来，你可以看到那个他的领带在一直在飘。
Many people jumped out of the top floors, and you can see on TV of their clothing flying around in the air.
他知道跳下去一定死。
They knew that if they jump, that they will die.
但是在那里被火烤那个太痛苦了，受不了。
However, they did not want to also be baked by the fire that's coming up at them.
但是有时候你看那个这个新闻在报道啊，有的有 mobile phone 跟家人在道别那个话语。
And also, there's some reporting of people's recording on mobile phones of them their words. Of last words to their family members.
这个是最后几句话，因为他知道这个楼要倒下去了。
Because they called their family members and told them a few things because they knew that after they jump off the building,
心都会碎掉。
They shall die. And when you listen to those words, then your heart is gonna break and.
主耶稣已经讲，地狱是火不会灭的地方。
Lord Jesus Christ already said that in hell the fire does not cease.
所以绝对不可以去。
Therefore we dare not to. Enter into that air.
这是罪的结果。
For that is the conclusion or the final destiny of sin.
圣经说，一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐是从神来的。
And the Bible also tells us all the wonderful things, all the best blessings are from God.
当我们神跟神切断了。
When we are separated and segregated from God,
你就发现世界上没有一个真的美的东西会让你满足，没有一个真的善的东西会让你非常高兴。
Then you shall start to realize that there are no single thing in this world, single person in this world that could fully satisfy you and give you joy.
只有在神的里面，你才可以感觉到那个生命非常的甜美，那一种内心非常的满足。
Only within God, then you shall truly experience the joy of your life and the peace of your life.
所以当主耶稣解决我们的罪,
so when Jesus Christ resolved our sins,
我们就开始改变跟神的关系。
Then our relationship with God will also transform as well.
请看以赛亚书57章,
let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
是15节,
verse 15.
以赛亚书57章15节,
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我要住在至高至圣的所在，要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人灵魂苏醒，也使痛悔人的心灵苏醒。 这里在宣告天上的神，他是至高至上永远长存名为圣者。
Here proclaims that the heavenly God is high and lofty ones who lives eternally, whose name is holy.
什么是至高至上？再上去没有了，他最高。
Which means that he is the highest. There's no one above him.
一切都在他的掌管，他最高。
Everything in this world, everyone in this world is under his command.
那他的伟大是永远的。
And his greatness shall last forever.
不像总统四年一任。
Just like, not like a president of this country only lasts a term of a couple of years.
那他的名是圣的。
His name is holy.
是荣耀的。
It's of glory.
是圣洁的。
It is clean and righteous.
那这么的一位神，他说要跟我们同居。
So this holy and high and lofty one shall live with us.
要住在我们里面。
Shall dwell in us.
这个不是一个很大的恩典吗？
Isn't this the best blessing?
所以借着耶稣，我们有赦罪的恩典，才能够体会神跟我们同在。
So only through Jesus Christ that will cause us to be contrite and be humble and repent, then we shall experience God.
那当我们这个七八十年的生命，那跟那个永恒的生命连上去的时候，我们就有永生了。
And if we connect our years in this world with the eternity of which we will enjoy in heaven kingdom, then we will be connected with God.
所以我常常到老人院去，我觉得老人院最可怜的不是那些老人的老。
Sometimes I visit convalescent homes, and I feel that what's sad is not the elderly people in the home.
也不是他的肉体退化，像小孩子要人照顾。
And it's not the fact that physically those elders are deteriorating and require the care of other people.
也不是他情感上的孤单，小孩子不要他。
And it's not the fact that they are emotionally rejected or that their children is no longer taking care of them.
老人院那个老人的可怜是没有盼望。
The sad thing, the greatest sadness that I see in convalescent homes is those elders who do not have any hope.
这样活下去要做什么？你可以预测他最后一步是什么。
They do not know what's going to happen after their death, and they can see it clearly right in front of them.
但是当一个人相信了耶稣，
However, when a person believes in Jesus Christ,
跟这个神建立了关系，
when that person establishes a relationship with God,
你就看到他有一个长存的盼望。
Then this person clearly has a hope of the eternity.
这个人是很幸福的。
This person will be blessed.
所以这个信耶稣真的很重要，你跟神建立关系。
So it is very important for us to believe in Jesus Christ because we will have the opportunity to have a relationship with God.
第二个。
Second.
罪会捆绑我们。
Our sins shall empower us and imprison us.
使你不能够做你想要做的。
To the point where we cannot carry out the things that we like to do.
因为罪是一个权势。
Because a sin will be authority over us.
你不要找他，他会找你。
You don't necessarily have to search after sins. It'll come after you.
先看加拉太书第六章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 6.
16节。
Verse 16.
我说你应当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。第五章十六节，加拉太书第五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
十七节。
Verse 17.
因为情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵跟情欲相争，这两个彼此相抵，使你们不能够做所愿意做的。
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish.
这里说，情欲让你不能够做你所愿意的。
Here it says that the flesh or your sin shall not allow you to fulfill what you wish to do.
那19节下面就讲罪是什么。
And after verse 19, it starts to describe what are sins.
第一个是奸淫。
First, it's adultery.
污秽。
Fornication.
邪荡。
Uncleanliness.
拜偶像。
Lewdness.
行邪术。
Idolatry. Sorcery.
仇恨。
Hatred,
增进
contention,
恼恨
jealousy,
恼怒
outbursts of wrath, selfishness,
纷争
dissension,
二十一节嫉妒
heresy,
醉酒
drunkenness,
这个都是罪啊，会抓住我们。
All these are sins that will bound us.
看起来很自由。
We may feel that we are very.
但是被他控制又很可怜啊。
We have the freedom. However, if we are imprisoned by these things, then really we it's very pitiful of us.
2005年6月, 我在西非的加拿。
June 2005, I was at the western portion of Africa, Canada.
一天一大早，我接到一个电话从美国打过来。
And in the morning, I received a phone call from the United States.
一个弟兄打给我,
there was a brother that called me.
他告诉我他的经验,
he told me what he went through in his experience.
他来到湾区, 拜访朋友,
he came to the Bay Area to visit friends and family.
但是他过去交了很多不好的朋友,
however, in the past, he lived a very a sinful life.
所以在湾区这个朋友家在用药。
So he was taking drugs at this friend's house.
很显然的, 他已经被罪控制了。
And very clearly, this brother was controlled by his sins.
还有很多不好的习惯。
He had a lot of bad habits.
虽然很多人告诉他,
even though many people around him
你不应该走这条路,
tell him you should not go down this path.
你的前途会毁掉的,
you will destroy your future.
他也知道这些朋友到最后会毁掉他的前途。
He himself even realized that these bad friends of his will destroy his future.
但是他没有办法控制自己。
However, he was not able to control himself.
罪的权势是很大的。
The control of our sins is great.
但是当他在朋友家吸毒的时候,
however, one time when he was taking drugs at his friend's house,
主耶稣向他显现,
the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to him, used light to shine upon him.
在那个时候他感觉到很痛苦,
at that instant, he was suffering greatly.
他的痛苦不是那个用药,
his suffering did not come from the drugs.
他的痛苦是那个荣耀的神光照他。
His suffering came from the holy light, the shining of God's light upon him. He started to pray right that instant. And at his friend's house, he received the Holy Spirit. That was the first time I've heard that a person that was taking drugs or used drugs received the Holy Spirit. That was the mercy of God.
因为神要拯救他脱离罪的权势。
Because God wanted him to free him from the imprisonment of the sin.
他看到这个神这么威严可怕。
He saw at that moment the judgment and the wrath of God.
从那一天开始，他对神有敬畏的心。
From that point on, he started to respect God and revere him.
他想要离开这个罪。
He wants to depart from his sinful nature.
得到圣灵,
he received the Holy Spirit.
神给他力量,
God strengthened him.
现在他没有吸毒了,
now he doesn't take any drugs.
过去的朋友也全部都断光了,
and he separated himself from the bad friends of the past.
每个安息日聚会都到,
he is present every single Sabbath.
每一次做圣工都看到他,
and every holy work event he attends.
你要看他笑笑的,
and you see him with a very nice smile on his face.
很喜乐,很平安,
very peaceful, very happy.
他已经改变了,
he's changed.
谁改变他?
Who changed them?
是神改变他,
God changed them.
主耶稣给他力量,
Lord Jesus Christ gave him strength.
所以有时候我们这个心里面的罪啊,
sometimes our problems of our sins is not something that we can make determinations to get rid of.
这个罪会影响人跟人的关系。
And also our sins will also create problems with our relationship with other people.
为什么这么多家庭问题?
Why are there so many problem issues in the society today? If you want to be civilized about it, maybe you can say that it's because people have different ideas and thoughts.
但是如果你要讲到实际一点就是罪。
However, if you want it to be more real and more blunt, it really is because of their sins that's creating bad relationships. Sometimes it's because people's selfishness that's causing bad relationships. Sometimes it's because of the bad habits that people cannot get rid of. Therefore, it causes people to have bad problems with each other and also with God. All the way until we enter into the realm of God. Once we are filled with the love of God, then we will have a fundamental or a fundamental change in our lives.
就是跟神的性情有份,
we will have a part in the characteristic in the nature of God.
好像那酸的橘子，你已经结了一根甜的，这个甜的就结出甜的果子出来。
Just like the sour grape, once it's connected with a very good vine, then it'll start to produce sweet grapes.
所以，诸位，人生最大的问题是什么？
So, what are the most biggest problem of us?
是罪。
It is sin.
要怎么解决这个问题？
How can we resolve it?
耶稣是答案。
Jesus Christ is your answer.
那如果这个问题解决了，
If you resolve this problem,
你的人生会有什么不一样？
Then what changes would you be expecting in your life?
第一个，
First,
你本身有自由。
You will have true freedom.
有平安。
You will have true peace.
有喜乐。
You will have joy.
第二个，
Second,
你跟神的关系正常。
You will establish a normal relationship with God.
你的人生有盼望。有依靠，有力量。
You will have reliance, you will have strength, and you will have hope in your
life. 第三个
，Third,
你跟人的关系很好。
You will have established good relationship with the people around you.
没有婚姻问题，没有家庭问题。
You will not have any marital issues, and you will not have any family issues.
所以解决罪太重要了。
So it is so important for us to take care of our sins.
所以诸位朋友，欢迎你再来。
So friends and relatives, we welcome you back again. Please sing him. Please sing hymn 37.
Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be
我们在一个最有力量的方法就是祷告。
The best way to experience God is through our prayers.
如果你很用心的祷告，
If we concentrate in our prayers,
你的灵可以跟神的灵接触。
Our spirit shall be connected with God's spirit.
那神的灵会降在我们身上。
Then God's Holy Spirit will be come down on us.
会说方言。
We will speak tongues.
根据圣经，这是一个非常奇妙的体验。
And according to the Bible, this is a miraculous event.
所以我们现在最后一次要来祷告。
Now we will be praying.
我们祷告有两种方式。
There are two ways for which you can pray.
在一般的教会里面呢，祷告就是用听得懂的话跟神赞美。
Majority of churches pray in understandings with words to praise God's name.
这是一种祷告的方式。
That is a method of prayer.
那另外一种的方式。
There is another way of praying.
就是用灵言祷告。
That is to pray to God in Holy Spirit.
神的灵降临在我们身上。
Once the Holy Spirit comes down on us.
被圣灵感动，你讲一种听不懂的话，跟神在交通，叫做说方言。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to speak. Of a tongue that we cannot understand, which is the Holy Spirit.
那这得圣灵非常的喜乐。
After you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be overjoyed.
你会得满充满着力量。
You will be strengthened.
所以我遇到很多的朋友来教会慕道。
I've encountered a lot of friends that truth seek in our church.
刚刚开始好像不是很习惯。
Oftentimes in the beginning, they need to get used to the way we pray.
但是后来他们祷告得圣灵。
However, after some time,they themselves receive our Holy Spirit.
得圣灵就是很喜欢祷告。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, they will find that they really like to pray.
有的坏习惯啊，抽烟啊，喝酒都可以戒掉。
A lot of their bad habits, their sinful ways, they find themselves not doing anymore.
内心充满神的爱。
And their hearts are filled with the love of God.
所以我们最后要来祷告，要来祈求圣灵。
So now we will all pray together and ask.I ask and plead to God for His Holy Spirit.
那如果你要求圣灵，要接受按手祷告，也欢迎你到前面来。
You're welcome to come in the front if you wish to ask and seek for the Holy Spirit.
那如果你不方便坐着也没有关系。
And if you are inconvenient for you to kneel down, you may also sit.
我们在后面有宣道组的，也可以跟你来讨论。在祷告的时候，你如果要讨论，也可以跟你来讨论有关圣灵的事情。
If you have some questions, there are members of our church available to talk to you to answer any of your questions regarding our prayer.
我们现在一起来祷告。我们祷告的时候跪下来，眼睛合起来第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
When we kneel down to pray, we hold our hands together and close our eyes and we begin our prayer by saying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
那这样我们就可以体会到圣灵的浇灌。
That way we will be able to experience the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
那如果你希望祷告求圣灵，请你到前面来。
Those of you who would like to experience God and receive the Holy Spirit, please come forward to the front of the chapel.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let us all pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。